USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After over 90 days of violence in Portland, the shootings continue. One person was shot and killed and others injured as a large caravan of President Donald Trump supporters and Black Lives Matter protesters clashed in the street. A caravan of over 600 vehicles was confronted by counter-demonstrators in the city's downtown. After the caravan left the area, officers heard gunshots around 15 minutes later, and the officers arrived at the scene within a minute, but the white man who was shot did not survive. Police say the man was shot at point-blank range in the chest. Portland has been the site of nightly protests for more than 3 months since the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Each of them end in vandalism and violence, and hundreds of demonstrators have been arrested and released by local law enforcement since May. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
The Louisiana coastline devastated by Hurricane Laura has started a long and gloomy recovery as hundreds of thousands of people are still without water and power, and they're confronting the possibility that basic service may not return for months. More than 400,000 power outages are reported across the state. The death toll from Laura continues to climb, with 18 deaths now reported. President Trump approved Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards' request for major disaster declaration, which paves the way for getting aid to hard-hit individuals and communities around that area. President Donald Trump announced that he will travel to Kenosha on Tuesday, the scene of recent protests against police brutality. A recent round of protesting started again this week after 29-year-old Jacob Blake, a black man, was shot 7 times, allegedly by Kenosha police officer Rustin Shesky. The president announced he would head to Kenosha to inspect the damage that has been done following the protest. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Julio Mara slipped away from his parents to secretly marry Waldrima Quinteros on February 7, 1941. Both of their families disapproved, but 79 years later, they're still together. He's now 110 years of age, and she's now 104, both lucid and both in great health, though their relatives say they're a little depressed because they miss their big family get-togethers due to the pandemic. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, there are longer marriages, but none at the moment between people as old as they are, just short of a combined 215 years. A number of comedy and musical superstars are getting together to save the vote in a nonpartisan way. Here's Liz Phair with the details.
This Sunday evening, I'm teaming up with Represent Us and friends like Dave Matthews, Jennifer Lawrence, Jamie Foxx, Sia, and others for a very important cause, protecting the 2020 election. We have to make it easier and safer for people to vote, whether by mail-in ballot or in person. And we have to make sure every single vote gets counted. It's going to be awesome. You won't want to miss it. RSVP now at www.represent.us/save-the-vote.
According to their website, the Represent Us group brings together conservatives, progressives, and everyone in between to pass powerful state and local laws to fix broken elections and stop political bribery. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.